You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and if you're unfamiliar with my show, this is a weekly show where I'll be doing a bit of variety, kind of playing you guys some music that I found in the CJSF archives, as well as some of my own, and just sort of talking about things that interest me and, you know, fill in the air and whatnot. But before we get started today, on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. How's it going, all of y'all? Also for you SFU students, first week's done, so pretty stoked on that. I guess we're well into the second week now. I've had my first run through of classes, so I'm pretty excited, and it's looking like pretty manageable. Like, these fourth year classes are a lot of like reading and stuff, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. Also starting a kind of a new job. The restaurant that I work at right now is just a brewery, but they're opening a new location in North Van, and so they've been, you know, I've been a part of this new team, like, open this, like, brand new restaurant, which is, like, really cool. Like, I've definitely, like, not, you know, I don't have the biggest serving resume in the world, but definitely excited to be part of, like, a team that's, like, opening a restaurant, because it's, like, oh, you know, I get to, like, kind of make some big decisions, and, you know, I'm kind of there from the outset. So just yesterday, went in for, like, a little four-hour, like, training shift and, like, kind of met some of my new prospective coworkers, and we had, like, you know, an opportunity to taste the new menu, and just sort of like a bit of the sort of mindset behind this new restaurant. The restaurant I was working at before is a brewery that just so happens to have a kitchen, so it's kind of like a small, you know, kitchen, as per like a lot of the other breweries in East Van kind of tend to have, like, a little kind of like maybe a pizza oven or something. Well, that's exactly what we have. But this new restaurant is like an actual restaurant with a kitchen and whatnot. And so I was kind of like not really sure what to expect about this, because I think that, like, you know, it's kind of just bar food at the place I work at. But, oh, man, we were kind of blown away with, like, the extent of the menu. And this is only, like, the start of it. Like, this is just for, like, kind of opening day kind of thing, like, you know, first kind of run through while they get all their, like, liquor permits and lounge permits put in. But, man, there were so many good things. I feel like I can't really talk about them all. I mean, not that I'm like some big, you know, radio programmer here that's gonna spoil the menu for everybody, but, man, I was pretty blown away by everything that they had, and I'm super excited to be serving there and stuff. And, like, I'm, like, learning a lot. Like, I feel like I've been, you know, maybe this is, like, a little romanticized by, like, one, my partner Ava, like, kind of works in a bit more, like, finer dining, and so, you know, things are done in a way, and everything seems kind of fast-paced, but it's, like, you learn a lot about, like, she's always coming home and telling me about, like, you know, one, she's learning about and whatnot, and I feel like I haven't always, like, had that, you know, with a lot of these jobs I've had are kind of just like, oh, you know, paying my bills and, like, getting through school and stuff. But I'm excited to be a part of this job because it's like, okay, like, you know, there's a lot more focus on, like, you know, knowing the beers and knowing the wines we serve. And we're eventually, once we get everything in order, we're going to have, like, a real cocktail menu, which I'm really, really excited about. Like, I'm excited to, like, you know, I guess, like, get my feet wet in bartending again, you know, and, you know, learning a lot about, like, you know, baristas and, like, you know, learning how to, like, you know, make a good coffee and make a good latte and stuff. And so lots of cool stuff that I'm learning about right now. And that was just yesterday. So I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, that's just a little tidbit about me. I'm currently sitting on this chair on one butt cheek because I've been trying to, like, go, you know, I feel like when school starts, I kind of, like, you know, I'm at my computer, and then it's like, ah, you know, open the Valorant game, you know, it's just, let's just go play video games for, like, 4 hours. No, none of that. This term, I'm prioritizing the exercise mental health pipeline here a little bit more, and I've been trying to go out to my local skate park after doing my homework and just, like, cruising for a bit, you know. But I've been really grinding at the skate park, and oh my god, I was getting so frustrated yesterday and ended off my sesh with a huge slam on my butt. So kind of sitting funny, but it's all good. Anyways, we're going to get into some music here. A band that maybe if you guys listened last week that I really enjoyed was a band called Smush. So we're going to play more of them because I think their sound is really cool. Here is 555 off Smush's album, If You Were Here, I'd Be Home Now, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Enjoy, guys.
Joseph up, I saw a landscape. Miles and miles of windy beaches, you smiled. I felt so much wiser.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing. Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
And welcome back. That last track before the PSA right there was by Pom Poko. That was Growing Story off their latest album, Champion. So, wanted to talk a little bit about a fashion thing. I'm not really a fashion guy, I'm going to be honest. I kind of dress a little sloppy sometimes, you know? I kind of just, like, you know, whatever I find at thrift is, like, what I'm wearing. Also, partly to the fact that, like, I can't really take care of my things that well. Nonetheless, I'm in a bit of a pants crisis right now because I, like, you know, evidently coming from, you know, skate culture, have been wearing like big baggy pants with like fat inseams for a while, mostly like as a comfort thing, you know, or well, comfort thing and a practical reason. I feel like I really hate the feeling of like my knees and my thighs like touching my pants when I'm about to pop. And I feel like very often, the thing is probably like very, very much seen in my style, but like before I line up for a trick, I feel like I always like, you know, pull up my pants a little bit, because, like, I just don't want to feel it, like, snag on my knees. Like, I hate when my knees get sweaty at the skate park, and I feel like I'm restricted anyway. So, I always find, you know, big baggy pants, like, 34 to 36 waist with, like, a really fat inseam, just so I can feel like my thighs and my knees can kind of breathe down there, you know? But, like, lately, you know, I've been kind of in a pant crisis in the sense that, like, you know, I've been kind of, like, you know, blowing through pants a lot lately. As per earlier, I was talking about how, like, I might not be that good at skateboarding. And so, therefore, I'm kind of at, you know, a bit of a disadvantage here when I see that all these, like, first years, you know, this is no first year slander, but, like, you know, how does everyone at SFU have, like, baggier pants than me? I mean, you know, oh my God, please don't like look at me as I come out of the studio today. I swear to God, it was laundry day and I'm just wearing straight legged pants. But man, like, everyone's got bigger pants than me, man. Like, and you know, I just don't know how they do it. And you know, being you know, a senior at SFU now, I kind of have to, like, you know, I gotta mog a little bit. I gotta hold my peace a little bit, you know, and put them in the place. I can't ask anybody where they got their pants, you know. But, you know, I feel like it's such a conundrum for me where, like, I don't want to pay like $150 or whatever dollars for like some big skate pants from the skate shop, and at the thrift, like, everyone's already taken the big pants, you know, with the big inseams, and I can't ever find anything that like fits how I want it to. So, you know, I don't know where all these kids are finding all their sweet pants, you know, like, and I am such a disadvantage because, like, I can't take care of my stuff. Like, I've had, like, great pants before that I've skated in, but now I've just, like, my collection's dwindling. I keep blowing holes through the butt and through my pockets and ripping crotches, and it's just never working out for me. It's funny, I was kind of, like, talking about that with some people yesterday and talking to my girlfriend about that because she also agrees that everyone's kind of everyone's sized up in pants, and it looks cool, I'm not going to lie, but, you know, I kind of feel like, we're also at the same time, this is like my version of like a trend watch, you know, but I think we're due for like a big pants exodus soon. I think it's been too popular in skateboarding for too long. Namely, there's like a very popular brand, for a long time, called the Polar Big Boys. Those were kind of like the, I almost want to say those were kind of the most popular pant for a very, very long time. And I suspect there's going to be like a big exodus of, you know, big fat pants soon. And maybe it's time to get like ahead of the curve, you know, and start wearing straight leg and skinny jeans pants again. Because, like, man, yesterday before skating, I spent like a good like hour and a half like watching old school skate videos, watching like a lot of Jerry Sue videos of him like in that Enjoy video back in the day, like wearing kind of straight tighter pants, you know, and he kind of looks sick. And so, like, you know, also I feel like maybe some of the like the trendy kids, like the young trendy kids at the skate park, also kind of get that too, because I feel like they're wearing like tighter straight legged pants, but they're sagging, you know. Maybe it's where we go back, maybe we go back to like early 2000s, you know, and we're wearing tight pants again, but we're sagging. Maybe sagging's back. Maybe that's cool, you know. Anyways, that's enough of that. I don't know what I'm talking about, but we're gonna get into some more music here. For my next track, I got Mechanical Canine. Here is aptly named Mechanical Canine Saves Emo here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Let's get it. got you the sweeties that you like. Good things will happen all your life. Neither of your parents will ever die. Someone could call them free day and night. You go and just be happy all the time. Here, why don't
yours and yours is mine. 'Cause my mood is yours and yours is mine.